This is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, with new episodes every week on how to live well. Shine On is heard all over the world as a podcast, but it's heard first on the radio in New York's Hudson Valley. Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On. Today, you're going to meet the artist Amy Hoffman, a Westchester mom and marathoner. I think her story is going to stay with you. She is delightful and inspiring. We're brought to you today by PoughkeepsieNissan.com. Get the car you deserve at a price you can afford. We'll be back right after this. 100.7 WHUD. Hi, it's Casey. Get up early on Sunday mornings. Join me at 6:30 for Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show. Meet interesting guests with ideas about living well. Shine On is brought to you by Poughkeepsie Nissan. Let PoughkeepsieNissan.com help you get into the vehicle you deserve with a payment you can afford. Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show. Here at Sunday morning, 6:30, or catch the podcast anytime at WHUD.com. Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On. I'd like you to meet Amy Hoffman, a Westchester-based mom, marathoner, hand cyclist, swimmer, and artist. She's also the survivor of a neurological condition that caused her to have complete paralysis of her spine at age 30. So when we say Amy is a mom, an artist, and swimmer, and cyclist, and marathoner, she is also confined to a wheelchair. Amy is here today to remind us of the immense power we have in each present moment. Just last month, she was honored by the Burke Rehabilitation Center, and today, Amy's here to share her story.
Well, tracing back decades ago, I took the traditional route. I graduated from New York University and majored in marketing and management. And I started working in the corporate world in the marketing industry. But there was a part of me inside that always wanted to express some kind of creative outlet. And suddenly, my life took a pivot when in 2006, I was diagnosed with something called transverse myelitis. I started losing sensation over the course of a few hours in one day. I was rushed to the hospital, and they diagnosed me with an inflammation in my spinal cord, which caused paralysis from level T10 of the spine and below. And from then on, I was suddenly paralyzed. I ended up staying in the hospital for about 2 months, and during my hospital stay, they were running a therapeutic art program for patients that were traumatically injured. And an art therapist came to my hospital room and brought me a bunch of paint supplies to my hospital bed, and that's when I started painting. I started painting right from my hospital bed, and from that moment on, I will never forget, because when the paint hit the paper, I suddenly felt a strong sense of peace wash over me mentally and physically, and from there, I was hooked. And I continued on painting throughout the years and even after I got released from the hospital. But it was painting that gave me my confidence back and motivated me to do other things in life. And it kind of led to other milestones and achievements in my life. I ended up giving birth to two beautiful children. I did two marathons. I started my art business before the pandemic started. And I started selling my artwork online. I started participating in exhibitions. And the rest was history.
This is astounding, and I'm rarely speechless, but I don't know what to say next, Amy. This is such an incredible story. So one day you're Amy, and you're in the marketing world, and you're an NYU graduate, and within hours, you became someone who couldn't walk? Do I have that right?
Yes. And this happened in 2006. I became paralyzed over the course of one day. And it just showed me that life will always throw major curveballs at you. Life will throw unexpected events at you. And it's one's choice in how you deal with it.
When you look back at this wonderful spirit inside of you, this energy inside of you that has made you not only a survivor, a thriver, where would you say that comes from?
I don't know, actually. You just don't know how you would actually react to things until something happens to you. And that's when I didn't know that I had this all the courage and strength inside of me. I feel like the courage, this newfound courage, was discovered and born after I became paralyzed. When I realized, you know what, there's nothing to fear because the future is unexpected for everybody anyhow. So I would say that the courage was something I just recently discovered.
And you say you've participated in marathons. Tell us about those.
Yes, I did the Chicago Marathon at the end of year 2021, and I did 2 years later, I did the marathon for New York City at the end of 2023. I eventually took up hand cycling. When I first became paralyzed, people throw a lot of things at you. They tell you to try this, try that. But I realized that I had to try things in my own time. So over the years, I continued to swim because I used to swim before I was paralyzed. I relearned how to drive, and I decided to take up hand cycling. And hand cycling was just one of the things I decided to try in my own time. And little did I know, I was doing that the same year I bought a hand cycle bike was the same year that I ended up doing the Chicago Marathon. And so my husband and I did both marathons for Team Reeve, raising money and funds for the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation to help fund for cures for paralysis.
That's amazing. And you said you have two children?
Yes, I have two children, which is I have a daughter who's now 14 and a son who is 10. First thing I asked the doctors when I became paralyzed is, can I still have children? And when the doctor's response was, yes, you can, then I realized that there was hope and light in the future, that my future wasn't so bleak after all. And after I gave birth to these two beautiful, healthy children, I realized the amazing things that my body can actually still do. Because after becoming paralyzed, I felt broken in so many ways. I believed that my body didn't work anymore. But then when I started painting, I realized my body and my hands could still create beautiful things. And then when I gave birth to two children, I realized the amazing things that my body could still do.
This is astounding. We are talking to Amy, who is just astounding. Westchester mom, marathoner, hand cyclist, swimmer, artist, and survivor of a neurological condition. I want to talk for a second about that person, that first person who brought you the art supplies that day. Do you ever think of that person?
Yes, I do, actually. I don't remember their name, but it was NYU Hospital, and I don't know if they are still running a therapeutic art program, but I know many medical facilities are trying to introduce art as a form of therapy. And Burke Rehabilitation, who is one of my clients, are one of those medical facilities that are introducing art and music into their therapy. I didn't know how powerful that or important art was at that time when I was being introduced to it. Like I said, it was a very overwhelming time and people were just throwing things at me all at once. So it was very, very overwhelming. Yeah. And it was a difficult time. You know, it was hard for me to agree on a lot of things and take up new things. I was rejecting a lot of things. But for some reason, I said yes to painting. And from that moment on, I'll never forget, I never knew that how vital it was. I realize now that art is actually vital. It's not just visual, but it's something vital for a person's healing, emotionally and physically.
What do you mean when you say Burke Rehabilitation Center is one of your clients?
Well, they commissioned me at the end of year 2022 to create two large paintings, which would be installed right outside their main gym. And I created these paintings for them, and they just had an overwhelming response from the patients and staff. And recently, they named me as their honoree and recipient of the Burke Award for 2024. And they are one of the medical facilities that are trying to incorporate art and music into their therapy for their patients that are recovering from brain and spinal cord injuries.
Amazing. You say art is vital. Talk to the people who don't have a relationship with art.
It's vital because it is something that profoundly impacts one's soul and one's spirit. And I truly believe that all these components of ourself are interconnected, which includes our mind, body, and soul. And, you know, wherever the brain and the spirit is, the body will follow, I believe, and vice versa. And that's why I feel art is a necessity. Art is vital to any living being. That goes with any form of art. That goes with music. That goes with visual art. That goes with writing or anything that has to do with creating. And particularly if one partakes in creating art, can profoundly affect their well-being. It could give one's confidence back like it did mine. It could give them motivation to accomplish other things and so forth.
Yeah, I think we human beings are just creative spirits. We must be doing some kind of art, even if it's gardening or rearranging the furniture in your house, right? We are creative spirits. Do you ever think, is this a crazy thought? I'm listening to you and I'm thinking you might not have met this very important part of your being if the neurological condition hadn't found you. You might not have found your art at this time in your life. Is that a crazy thought?
Yes. No, that's not a crazy thought, because I was going to touch on that, because I've always been creative my whole life. I've been creative since I was a child. I played the piano, I dance, and I used to draw portraits of people's faces. And so I was always creative. And like I said before, when I was working in the corporate field, there was something inside me that was always looking for some kind of creative outlet, but I just didn't know what that medium was yet. So in a way, the disability kind of forced me to take a career pivot, and it's the one thing that brought art back into my life. So I believe maybe if I didn't find art in this way, I would have found it later on in life in another way.
Right.
I believe that art would have found me somehow.
Yes, yes, yes.
It would have worked its way back to me, is what I'm trying to say.
Right. This is such a wonderful story, and I'm so happy to have met you. What is it you most want our listeners to know? What could be most helpful, or what is there any kind of message you want to share?
Yes, well, art is the one thing that helped me stay in the present moment and taught me about the importance of the present moment, which I didn't realize before. And I have that quote right on my website, which is amiehoffmannfineart.com, spelled AIMEEHOFMANN, fine art. I have that quote on my website that says, we cannot change the past. We cannot control the future. The only thing that we have right now is this present moment. because their life, like I said, their life throws curveballs at us, and it's our choice in how we deal with it. We cannot control the future. We cannot hold on to the past. The only thing we could do is have gratitude for this present moment right now. And when you live your life having gratitude, you'll just find that your whole life changes. That's the main important message that I'd like to share with everybody.
That's Amy Hoffman, and I hope you will visit amyhoffmanfineart.com. Her work is so beautiful and so joyful. And the quote that you will see on her website: "Art serves as a catalyst for anchoring me in the present moment. We cannot change the past nor control everything in the unforeseeable future. However, we can embrace and have gratitude for the moment right now." Amy Hoffman, what a woman, what a story. I told her I want to see the movie, and she said, well, she's working on manifesting the book. So we're going to keep in touch. I can't wait to see what she's going to do next. And if you go to amyhoffmanfineart.com, you will see a picture of Amy actually working on a huge print. It's pretty impressive. So do check that out. Hi, it's Casey. Can we talk about your art right now? What is it? Do you paint like Amy? Or is your art the way you present yourself to the world? Let's talk about your relationship to your art right now. We mentioned before, everybody creates. And maybe your art is how you create dinner or dinner parties or cakes. Maybe your art is how you present yourself. I have a couple of friends who are walking works of art. So creative in the way they put outfits and accessories together. That's their art. Think about your art today. And also think about your joys and your passions. What has saved you? What has helped you come alive? What has helped you relate to life in a new way? There's probably not only one thing in your life, there's probably many things. Many things that you do, many things that you create that truly is your spirit in action. Maybe something you can do today is to take a minute and make time and space for these powerful forces to come into your life. Your art, your joys, your passions. It is summer in the Hudson Valley. Get out on your paddleboard, your kayak, your bicycle. Or maybe you like to sit under a shady tree and read a book. Whatever it is, I feel your spirits knocking on the door today saying, hey, remember me. Let's play. Come create. Thank you for tuning in to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show. It's Casey, and you know I love a good healing retreat. I do several a year for women, got one coming up next month. And just this week, I heard about an organization that does healing retreats for veterans, specifically Purple Heart recipients and their families and caregivers. It's called the Warrior Bonfire Program. I think the current number is something like 22 suicides a day from our nation's veterans. The Warrior Bonfire Program is trying to change that and truly transform lives. To make our veterans feel at home and at peace in their own bodies, in their own country. It's really amazing what they're doing. And maybe you want to get involved. Here's Kathy Stuber from the Warrior Bonfire Program Board of Directors.
Warrior Bonfire Program is a nonprofit, one of the 45,000 military veteran nonprofits that exist. But of that group of nonprofits, there's only 10 of us that really focus specifically on Purple Heart recipients. And of the 10 of us, there's really only two of us that deal with the spouse or the children.
Wow.
We deal with the spouse and caregiver. So what we basically do is we improve the lives of the combat wounded Purple Heart recipient through activity-based adventure retreats. We foster healing, break isolation barriers, build camaraderie, and many of our Purple Hearts are, you know, medically separated versus retiring or leaving service by choice. And because of that, they lose their mission, their purpose, their identity, and their team, and potentially friends in whatever the incident was that created their trauma. So we basically use nature as a healing tool to help them build a new team, keeping our retreat small with 6 Purple Heart recipients as our maximum number. allows them to be able to build a new, you know, team network where they can use the campfire as a tool as well, and allow themselves to open up and, you know, give a voice to their pain people who understand and that have been there or have the same types of struggles and challenges.
So it's 6 men and women.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably range in age. So how long have you been doing this?
The Warrior Bonfire Program has been around for almost 12 years. And in that time, you know, we've been able to support thousands of Purple Heart recipients. It's between 2 and 3 retreats a month all over the country and Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I thought you said you focus on the spouse too, yes?
So we do. So those spouses or caregivers have their own separate retreats. And then we also, once a Purple Heart recipient has gone through our retreat program, at least one retreat, and their spouse or caregiver has gone through one retreat, we invite them to also go to a couple's retreat. Because as part of that healing, we want to make sure that the family unit stays intact. You know, with some of these challenges and struggles, it could take a hit, you know, on the marriage or the relationship. So we want to make sure that we're helping them, giving them a new team of even couples to rely on and count on so that they have that camaraderie and the ability to share with someone who knows what they're going through. It's really hard to compare, you know, challenges for someone who doesn't know what it's like to be with somebody who's lost a limb or is dealing with a traumatic brain injury or has PTSD unless you've been through it.
That's Kathy Stuber. She's on the board of directors of the Warrior Bonfire Program. Doesn't that sound so cool? If you would like to get involved, please check out warriorbonfireprogram.org. I know locally in the Hudson Valley, they have a fundraiser coming up next month in Poughkeepsie. It's called Diamonds and Dog Tags. So it's an evening at the Grandview in Poughkeepsie, and that is August 10th. They've got an inspirational speaker and a really great night planned. So you can write to them at info@warriorbonfireprogram.org. They need supporters. They need sponsorship. They need donations. The Warrior Bonfire Program. Kathy, thank you so much for letting us know about that. Hi, it's Casey, and I want to let you know about the Shine On Women's Weekend that's going to be held August 23rd, 24th, 25th at the Merriandale Retreat Center in Ossining, New York. We're putting the final touches on that. In fact, before that event, on Thursday, August 16th, if you can take the day, we're going to have Women's Day at Graymore, a one-day spiritual outing with lunch included. It's always a beautiful day up on the Holy Mountain at Graymore in Garrison. And of course, free yoga continues every Sunday morning, 10 o'clock at Cortland Waterfront Park, 45 Riverview Avenue in Verplank. If you're in the area, stop by. The yoga is free, and that comes from my Let It Shine Foundation, letitshineonline.com. If you want to find out about the markets and the yoga and the thrift store and the food pantry, I'd love it if you put your eyes on all we're doing. And I love it that you took the time to tune in to a little Shine On Health and Happiness today. And remember to take a minute to invite in your joys and your passions and your art and your creativity. Let your spirit express itself. Our thought for the day is from the artist Henri Matisse, who said, "Don't wait for inspiration. It comes while working." Shine on. You've been listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, with new episodes every week. It's your time to shine on.